Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The morning of the NBA draft lottery, 8:30 tonight. The coverage begins, I think, at 7 o'clock. So it'll be an hour and a half of people talking about nothing, and interviewing people and getting you excited. I don't even know if I'm going to be able to turn it on until about 8:25. And I hope they get right to it at 8:30 because the suspense is just going to crush everybody. I considered going out, getting some Knicks fans together, friends
of
mine.
Stop.
But
that's going over the top.
Well,
CMB's
got a watch party going on out there.
CMB doesn't have to get up at 4 in the morning.
Well, I just thought it'd be a nice – listen, sometimes you have special moments, and I thought maybe if we could be celebrating tonight, it'd be fun. But then I said, no, I don't want that because if things go south, which they won't, I don't want to be out and depressed. I could just go right to bed right afterwards, and everything will be okay. So that's what I'm going to do. What were you going to say there, Jerry?
I was going to say, you do play hockey games at 10 p.m. I would think having a Nick party at 8:30 isn't so bad.
I play hockey games at 8:30 p.m.
Okay.
So
the start at 8:30 and end at 10.
Some start at 8 o'clock. Some start at
right.
6. But
so like a Nick party for a half hour, an hour, is not too bad.
Not even that.
Work-related?
Yeah. 8:30, they pull the teams out of the envelopes, and that's it.
Really, the party's from 6:30 to 8:30.
Sure.
Right.
And then when it's over, a little bit of celebration, hopefully.
And depression sets in.
No.
Celebration?
Sorry.
Or depression?
For the Net fan.
Nope, there is no depression for the Net fan.
Oh, yeah, because Zion's going to be a Nick. You guys are going to be depressed.
Perhaps.
I tell you, you and Evan, the way you're rooting against the Knicks.
I'm not. I'm actually going to bet $333 that the Knicks get the pick.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You're
going to
bet $333. Is that because of
Well, three of us are betting $1,000.
Okay.
So that so that when the Knicks get the number one pick, we have joy.
Wow. That's interesting.
And if we lose, we win.
Well, why are you so into the Knicks failure here? What is that?
This is fun.
Jerry, don't
But why?
Don't do what?
Don't do what you're going to do.
What am I going to do?
Just don't do it.
Why? It's good stuff. Makes the world go round.
And Evan talking, I heard him talking to Joe yesterday. They get the fifth pick. Oh, I'm going to be so happy. Like, what is wrong with you people? Seriously. Gosh.
Did you know 5 symbolizes men, health, and love?
What?
What's that? 5? You know there are 5 Great Lakes?
You're talking about the fifth pick now? Is this what you're doing?
5 vowels in the alphabet. And 5 could represent the pick you get tonight.
Yeah. How about 5 more seconds? I'll go over there and beat your ass.
Bring it on.
I'd like to see that. You know, and by the way, speaking about beating your ass, you know, I'd love to see you guys in a boxing ring go after each other.
I would love to fight.
Jerry
would kill me.
I am in.
Why your guy Deontay Wilder is not coming in this week. You know, he's an actual TV star now, movie star, TV star.
Oh, yeah? What
he
was he on?
He had a big piece of Billions.
Oh, he was in Billions?
Showtime's is paying him a little bit of Billions money, too.
Oh, okay.
He did a good job. They had one of those, you know, boxing matches that they like to do down on Wall Street.
Oh, they do have Wall Street boxing matches?
Yeah, well, 2 guys are fighting because they're from rival firms. And they're screaming, yelling at each other, so they got to get in there, and they just basically make asses out of themselves.
And Deontay Wilder was there?
Deontay Wilder was, you know, obviously, he was for Axe Capital. He was in the, in the corner for Axe Capital.
Oh, look at that. Superstar.
Yeah. So, you know, superstar. He's got so many other things going on that the farthest thing from his mind is you.
Well, thanks,
that's
Boomer.
Nice.
I appreciate that. I kind of thought that.
But that's why you to start thinking about more the Knicks and Zion. That's what I want you to think about.
Well, I have been thinking about. Look at me today
for
crying out loud.
It's like Halloween in here.
I threw it back to 1994 today. I got crystals in here. I'm focused on Zion. I'm focused on the Knicks. All right, Jerry's here with his update. What's going on, Jerry?
Brought to you by Carrier. Turn to the experts and visit carrier.com/dealers. I, for one, absolutely think the Knicks will get the number one pick, but we'll see. We'll find out later tonight. Knicks, Cavs, and Suns all have that same chance of winning at 14%. You also have game one of the Western Conference Finals tonight. Warriors home for the Blazers. Big topic for Golden State, the status of Kevin Durant, and it remains the same. He's out. He's got the calf injury. Here was Steve Kerr addressing rumors that he could play soon.
Everyone needs to slow down a little bit on the Kevin stuff. He hasn't even stepped on the floor yet.
So he is absolutely out for game one. It certainly sounds like he's out for game two, and who knows going forward.
Do you think that Portland can go in there and steal one?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure. Really?
I actually, the more I think about this, with Kevin, if Kevin Durant, because Steve Kerr, first the report was two games he's going to miss, and then we're confident with three,
so this
and now he's saying slow. Yeah, new report, not the old report.
Okay.
And now I'm thinking, if you don't see him for the first four games of this series, and DeMarcus Cousins, by the way, I don't know
where he's
that
not
game,
playing.
He's not playing.
No.
I mean, the Trailblazers to me, if you want to, speaking of putting some money on some stuff, if you want to take a shot in the dark here with the Trailblazers, I think they got a real good chance of taking this series to seven and having a real shot. If Durant doesn't play four games or more in the series.
And
it seems like that right
now. There's a lot of ifs, ands, and buts, but I will say CJ McCollum was amazing in 6 and 7 for Portland against Denver. He was just amazing. And you know the amazing thing about him, he only had, what, 1 3-pointer, I think?
Yep. Yeah.
Everything else was either 2 points or he's 2 for 2 at the free throw line.
It's 17 field goals.
Think about that. Think about, that's like old school basketball. That's like what Clyde Frazier used to
do. The funny thing is, that's not a surprise.
Sign. There's another sign.
These two guys do this all year.
True. And that's why, you know, maybe those two together can counteract Klay Thompson and Steph Curry. But I don't know, you know, it is. It's just they got it going on in Golden State, man. They expect to win when they step on the court, no matter who's in that uniform.
Yeah, over a long series, though. I mean, they were the Rockets are a mess. You know, and that team.
Come on, the Rockets had Paul and Harden.
Exactly, and that's why they're not in the playoffs anymore. So to me, I mean, seriously,
it's not like CJ McCollum and Lillard have gone deep into the playoffs.
Right, exactly, but they're doing it right now. Where the Rockets, they have not. So they're doing it right now. And I saw what they did against Denver. This is a team right now that's playing better than it ever has. And the fact that they lost Nurkic and I'm still doing this, I don't know, man.
You know why they're able to do this? Because, you know, San Antonio's not San Antonio anymore. And, you know, Golden State is still the Golden State that we've known over the last 4 years.
Don't be surprised, all I'm saying. Don't
damn
be
good
surprised.
Team, though. They really are.
Say don't that. I don't surprised. See them winning.
All right, I would still take Golden State. I'm just saying that don't be surprised.
I mean, all right, don't be surprised.
You're saying they've got no shot.
It's like a cop out.
It's not. Oh, you do that all the time. Don't give me that nonsense.
Oh no,
you make 17 different picks. You pick one team to win, another team to cover, and then sit there and gloat about it. Mm. I don't want to hear it. I'm just saying that I give the Trailblazers a lot better chance to win this series than most people do.
Mm. So Steph Curry's
you're
on the
meanie, because I told you that the other day that you know, and you did it. You picked Golden State to beat Houston in Game 6, and I gave you all the credit in the world for it.
Well, actually, you said I'm going to give you a pat on the back before I give me a pat on the back is what you did.
I gave you a pat on the back. I just said how great it was that you got it right because you're like a basketball sycophant.
I'm a hockey sycophant.
You're the basketball.
And then right after that, you gave yourself a pat on the back too. You did. We can go back and check the tape. You did a double pat on the back.
But did I give you a pat on the back? Did I or did I not?
You did, but you did. That's where it ends.
That's where it ends right there. I gave you all the love, just like your man Joe Beningo. I gave you all the love.
The Brick Shaw Joe Beningo here. All the love. I've been a Jet fan for 115 years. I got the scars to prove it.
And right here, look, I got 2 replaced hips, not because of running, but because of the Jets. All right, sorry.
Here's Terry Stotts. He knows what they're up against.
They're good, and we're going to have to be on our game to get a win here, and we obviously have to get at least one here.
And so game one tonight. You'll have game one in the East tomorrow night. Baseball-wise, complete bleep show out at the stadium, bad for the fans that did stay.
I don't know.
Nobody's fault. So I guess what they do when they move the tarp up, the water collects in left field, and they've never had an issue with this before, but they couldn't get the water out of left field. So they basically tried for a couple of hours. I actually watched a lot of this coverage, sadly. I'm terrible, right?
Why?
Because I wanted to see the game when it was going to start.
Yeah, but what I do is I go to Twitter and I go to Sweeney Murdy's account and I check what he says.
As I said to Al earlier in the warm-up show, I found it interesting that they kept the live screen on the stadium the whole time as they were doing like Yankee features to kill time. Yeah. And they were going back and forth from Kay to Lorenz. Hey, what's going on? Nothing's going on. We don't know. 7:45. Maybe it'll be later.
Did they do the whole, what are the players doing now?
Well, what was interesting, it's funny you say that because they had one little powwow with Hyde and Boone and the umpires. And at one point, one of the umpires just goes like this, puts his arms up in the air. They walk out. Boone and Hyde go back to the dugouts, and the players clear the dugouts, and they start grabbing stuff. Oh, my God, it's postponed. Then they come back. No, they're going to work with the squeegee in the outfield. I'm like, wow.
Squeegee?
They started squeegeeing the
water. Why
don't
they just put a French drain in the outfield?
They have drains. They think there was so much rain over the last couple of days, they were just like, they collected the water. It was just too much water.
That's Yankee Stadium, though, man. That's not the old Yankee Stadium.
They need like a sun pump out there.
Well, there wasn't standing water. That's the problem. And the best part was
standing water. What kind of water was it? Was
there weren't. He wants a sun pump where you have like puddles and like a lake, essentially. This was like it's below the grass. The sun pump's not going to help with that.
Oh, I see.
What they were doing, which was kind of funny, they had a guy out there with a pitchfork stamping the ground to make the water go down. Like, what are you doing? Didn't work. And so they postponed it. So they'll play two games tomorrow. That's fun. More injuries for the Yankees. Why the hell not? Aaron Hicks comes back. Miguel Andujar to the injured list, sore shoulder.
He's got to be done, right? He's got a tear in a labrum now, they're saying.
Well, that's what he's had the whole time.
Well, why don't they just – I don't know. I guess they're trying to stay away from the surgery. I get all that. But if he ends up needing surgery, this is like Met-esque because he should have had the surgery already and been working to come back next year.
Yeah, I mean, that's what people said right at that. Like you're just delaying the inevitable if he rehabs and comes back. Surgery is going to happen at some point.
Some people can rehab and come back from it, but obviously he is unable to do that.
I thought you were going to say he got stabbed with a pitchfork last night. I thought that's where you're going with that.
Jonathan Loaisiga, who was supposed to start last night, he's going to the injured list with a strained rotator cuff. He's out at least 4 weeks. Yankees did call up Chance Adams and left-handed pitcher Nestor Cortez Jr. Mets in Washington tonight. Noah Syndergaard takes on Jeremy Hellickson. Phillies had another night from Bryce Harper. We went 0-for-4, struck out three times, batting average down to .222. But in the end, they come up with a win because others picked up the slack.
Swung on, hit in the air, left center field on the run in the alley. Perez going back. He won't get it. It's going to one-hop the fence, and Realmuto is into second with a double, and Segura has scored, and the Phillies have a 5-4 lead.
And they wound up.
You could say whatever you want. Bryce Harper affects everybody. Even when he's striking out, the fact that he's in that lineup, these other guys, like he offers them protection.
Well, they are 8 games over 500 now at 24-16.
Sounds like a mob term, right? Offering protection?
In the lineup, yes.
Okay, I gotcha.
7-4 the final as the Phils get the win in the series opener. Also last night, the Astros beat the Tigers 8-1, 6 in a row for Houston. The Angels beat the Twins 5-4. Shohei Ohtani hit his first home run. We know that he can't pitch yet, but he is DHing. White Sox beat the Indians 5-2. Diamondbacks over the Pirates 9-3, and the Mariners come back in the 10th inning and knock out the A's 6-5. Omar Narvaez with the game-winning RBI single. OTAs for many teams in the NFL, including the Denver Broncos. Joe Flacco meeting the media yesterday, new Broncos quarterback. Of course, the Broncos selecting Drew Lock in the draft as well, so a reporter mentions the reaction to it.
Here's the pitch
First time we've talked to you since they drafted Drew Lock. Heard you handled it well, not surprised. But what did you react to it?
I was going to say, I handled it well. I haven't done anything yet.
Not yet. Got to get on the field. The question about Lock, though, being drafted.
Are you here to mentor Drew Lock?
Well, you got to be careful with how you answer that. But I think that is, like I said, it's kind of Rich's job.
That's Rich Scangarello, I think, the offensive coordinator.
Well, and the quarterback coach. The other thing, too, is that it's not Joe Flacco's job to mentor anybody. It's Joe Flacco's job to set the example so a young kid can watch, just like for Eli Manning.
That's exactly what he said, too.
Yeah. I got to go out and play. I got to win football games, and that's exactly what he should be saying. The kid should watch. He didn't say this, but if he were going to say something, he would say, hey, the kid's got to watch me, you know, prepare as a pro. And that's how he'll learn. That's how I learned.
He actually did, in a way, say that. He said, if I play well, he's going to learn, and that's the way it should be.
And that's the way it will be for Daniel Jones here in the Giants. Hell, I had Ken Anderson and Turk Schonert and Bruce Coslett and Sam Weish all in the offensive meeting room with me. You know, and all I learned something from each of them. You know, and then you take it, and if you absorb it, then you could take it the next year and you could take over if, in fact, the guy ahead of you is either gets hurt or, you know, is going to retire, whatever the case may be. So it's up to Drew Lock and Daniel Jones to absorb as much as they can and learn from the two professionals in front of him, Joe and Eli.
In game two of the NHL's Western Conference Finals, Blues beat the Sharks 4-2, even up the series at a game apiece. Tonight, Hurricanes home for the Bruins. Boston, a 2-0 series lead there. And Justin Thomas, who won the PGA Championship a couple of years ago, will not play this week, has withdrawn because of a wrist injury.
So it looks like we're going to get better weather.
Yes, absolutely. So. Starting tomorrow.
Right, I hope so.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.